Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday, April 6th edition of the NBA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Merton, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts and another barren weekend. Of course, coronavirus pandemic keeps ravaging the world. Once again, every day you're hearing about more people getting affected from this and more people dying. So it's really scary stuff. I really hope all you guys are staying safe and staying vigilant, washing your hands, keeping a social distance. Again, I have not been leaving my house. I've been playing a ton of video games. I'm becoming really good at video games and watching a ton of TV and catching up with some shows and some movies and stuff like that. But, it obviously sucks. I mean, we're human beings, right? Like, we want to be out. We want to be interacting with other human beings. Like, that's just part of being what a person is. So it sucks for sure. But you got to stay safe. And this might last a few months, hopefully not, but it might. It could last longer. It could last less too. So until the governments give us the okay to go out and to just live our lives again, stay inside and stay at home, because it's a scary world out there right now. And I don't want any of you guys getting sick, and I don't want to get sick myself. So please be careful. But as far as the MMA schedule goes, I mean, really nothing's changed. However, there could be an announcement about UFC 249 today. That's what I'll start with today. So Dana White, funny enough, an Ariel Helwani troll account said something yesterday about UFC 249. Dana White saw the tweet and responded saying, "I'm announcing the card on Monday." So he must have thought it was actually Ariel, which I thought is hilarious. Like, the actual media can't get any information out of Dana White. He says, like, "I don't know where the location, I don't want to tell you guys what the location is, and I don't want to give you any information about the card." And then some troll account tweets about it, and then Dana White gets upset and gives finally some information saying that the card could be announced today. So, I mean, it could be. He could be trolling us too, right? Like, the troll account could have trolled him, and he could troll the troll account back and troll all of us. Like, it's really hard to say. Having said that, there are some rumors out there. I've talked to a few other, like, writers that I work with, and they've said that they talked to a few fighters that have indeed been contacted by the UFC, and they are expecting some sort of announcement today. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I wouldn't get my hopes up, guys. Like, there's a possibility Dana White could announce something, but there's also a chance it couldn't happen today. So if I was you, I wouldn't, like, just sit around my computer waiting for this announcement. Like, live your day, do whatever you're going to do, but definitely keep checking your phone whenever you can to see if there is an announcement. I just wouldn't, like, be refreshing every second. Like, I know some people will be doing that, some super fans, which, fair enough, but, I would just be doing whatever you can at home and then just see what happens. But as far as this card goes, yeah, I mean, we really have no idea what's going to be on it. If so, obviously, there have been a few fights that have been somewhat confirmed, like Nagano-Rosenstruck. I think that fight would probably be on this card if it happens. Greg Hardy, Jorgen De Castro, that seems like a fight that's going to happen on this card. Those fights were scheduled for UFC Columbus. Now you're hearing Tyron Woodley could be on the card, possibly in the main event. Colby Covington's been thrown out as a name. Gilbert Burns is out there throwing his name out, trying to get a main event fight against Woodley. Justin Gaethje and Tony Ferguson, still a possibility. I'd love to see that fight. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know if it makes sense on 2 weeks' notice. And then you obviously have other fights on the undercard, like Andrade and Namajunas. That fight's been kind of rumored as well. And a couple guys like Vicente Luque, heard, was contacted for this card. And a few other ones as well. But we'll see what happens, guys. Like, again, I'm not getting my hopes up. It's crazy times, right? Like, obviously, as a freelance writer, especially someone who's, like, paid basically per article, that's kind of how my money works, and per piece, per podcast, I need this card to happen. At the same time, though, I just don't know if it's a good idea. Like, and I've talked about this on Friday, by the way. James Lynch, my good friend, former co-host of the Parking Show podcast, he came in here, he spoke to me. If you want, go back and talk about that. James agreed with me. He doesn't know if it's the greatest idea either, but at the same time, I mean, as a writer, I mean, I do need this card to happen. I need to make more money, just like the other writers in the business. We get that. The media needs this. But at the same time, it's like, this is kind of nuts. I don't even know what to say. It's crazy, man. But hopefully we do get some more news on this. But I just really hope, if this card happens, which, again, it's a big if, because they could announce this card and then next week it could get canceled. Like, there's no guarantee. Dana White was on the conference call yesterday, by the way, with, like, a bunch of other heads of sports leagues, like the NFL, NHL, MLB, even Vince McMahon was on the call. All those guys, so, like, Roger Goodell, Gary Bettman, et cetera, Rob Manfred, Adam Silver, they were all in the conference call. Dana was on it. So he must have talked to Trump about this and said, hey, we're going to, you know, do this event. There's rumors that it's going to be taking place on an Indian reservation, which makes sense because it would kind of go around the athletic commissions. But I don't know, guys. Like, I understand the fighters and they believe that, you know, they're healthy and young adults and they can't get this. But at the same time, I still feel like it's risky. Like, even if you have just the two fighters and you have the ref and the judges and you have the commentators in another room or whatever, I still feel like, you know, it's still risky in a way because you still have to travel to the event. You still have to be in contact with other people. It seems kind of crazy to me, but, you know, crazier things have happened. I do want to mention that I just said that, you know, most fighters believe that they cannot get this. Nikita Krylov came out with this really silly article the other day. RT Sport did an interview with him and he was like, you know, young people don't get this. And I, you know, I'm more likely to get a brick fall in my head and die like that. And, you know, it was funny, but it's like, it just goes to the bigger problem of people just not really realizing the severity of this. And he basically thinks that the coronavirus is something that's been created by the media and it, you know, gets transmitted through your TV, which I thought was funny. But again, it's kind of stupid to say that, right? Because this is real. And I want to get to this right now. Eric Silva, Bellator fighter, former UFC fighter, he has coronavirus and his family has coronavirus. And this is a healthy guy, a elite athlete. He's only 35 too. He's not that old. He has coronavirus. He doesn't know how he got it. He thinks maybe when he went to the States for his brother's fight, his last fight, possibly got it then. Who knows? But, you know, his whole family has it. So he says he's recovering now. He's in quarantine with his family, and hopefully he feels a lot better. But the fact that Eric Silva has coronavirus scares me because, you know, other fighters believe that they cannot get this. Well, Eric Silva has it, and thankfully he is recovering. But, again, terrible, terrible, terrible virus. And I've been reading about reports of it, like that singer Christopher Cross, famous singer, he was saying that, you know, it's the worst thing he's ever had in his life. And if this reading about it sounds horrible, then you can't breathe. Like, it sounds horrible, you know? So very scary stuff. But again, you know, a lot of people just believe they're athletes, they're young, they cannot get this, anyone can. So it's scary stuff. And I really hope if this event happens, that no one catches it. If imagine this event goes on and someone catches coronavirus from it. Oh my God, that could be the end of it. That could be the end of the UFC. It could be terrible. So just scary stuff. And again, other sports leagues have had it. There's basketball players that have coronavirus or had it. Lots of hockey players tested positive for it as well. They didn't really release the names in hockey, but you know, it's not like the UFC would be the first sports league that would have it. In fact, they haven't had anyone really test positive, I don't believe, that's announced it anyways. But if they get someone that does test positive after all these you know, roadblocks that are put up not to have sporting events, and then they do it, and then someone gets sick, that is really bad, and that could really be terrible for the UFC. So hopefully that doesn't happen. I'd like to see the card, guys. I will watch the card if it happens. I know you guys will watch the card. We all will. It will give us some entertainment during these bleak times, for sure. I just really hope the athletes are extremely careful, and I hope they don't get sick. That would scare me. All right, so speaking about Dana White, he has been named in a sex tape extortion case. It's kind of complicated, but if you go to bjpenn.com, we have some more details about it. So definitely go and read that. Involves Dana White, a stripper, and I think her ex-boyfriend or something. And a lot of money is involved in this case. And Dana White laughed it off. He just said, this guy's a scumbag and, you know, I'll get him in court, basically. So it's kind of weird, but I mean, who would want to pay to watch Dana White have sex? I mean, I would not want to watch that. That sounds nasty. And apparently they had like a little hidden camera set up, or maybe it was her cell phone, but they were filming it without his permission, which is terrible. I mean, you got to, if you're going to use, you know, a phone and you're having sex, you got to at least get permission. You can't just like pull that phone out and have it hidden and take a video. You got to ask for permission. So this is terrible, but yeah, definitely go and read about that if you were interested in it. But I was like thinking to myself, I would not want to see this video. This is a sex tape. I do not want to see, you know, we already saw like Randy Couture's last year. We don't want to see this. Anyways, let's talk about UFC 250. So that's another card that's in peril right now. I mean, there's no sure thing that's going to happen either. Apparently the UFC has told, or asked, I should say, Jose Aldo and Mauricio Shogun Hua to fly to the United States in case this card happens. Shogun's supposed to fight Little Nog. Maybe that fight's not going to happen. Maybe they have another opponent in the States. And Aldo, of course, is supposed to fight Henry Cejudo. So I think this card's going to move. There's no chance. I don't think it's going to happen in Brazil. There's a lot of cases of coronavirus in Brazil. I mean, there's a lot in the States too, which is the crazy thing. I think the States has more than anyone right now, but, Dana White obviously feels like the UFC is a better way to maybe just stop the spread of the virus in the United States if they do an event there. But I don't know. It still seems kind of crazy to me. I mean, these guys could be asked to fly from Brazil and spend a month without their families during a time like this where you really want to be with your family, and then the fight might not even happen. So I think these requests seem kind of ridiculous to me, quite frankly. Like, they asked Leon Edwards like to fly to the United States on like 3 hours notice. He said no. And people were saying he was scared of Woodley. Like, it's ridiculous, you know? Same with Khabib. I mean, he's in another spot where fans are, you know, saying he's scared of Tony Ferguson, just scared of fighting. It's stupid, right? These guys want to be with their families during a time like this. I want to be with my family. I'm sure you guys want to be with yours too. Like, you don't want to like be with strangers or be by yourself. It's scary times. So, you know, again, these guys are professional athletes. They're professional fighters. They fight in a cage for a living. I get that. They're tough. They want to prove their toughness. They don't need to prove their toughness to me. Like, they're already in the UFC. They're the best of the best. They don't need to prove it to anyone. So to me, it's kind of a ridiculous ask. You know, with Aldo, at least in his case, he is fighting for a belt. If he doesn't fight Cejudo in May, I don't think he'll get that title shot again. So I understand from his point of view why he would do it. But for Shogun, why would he take the risk? Like, this might be the last fight of Shogun's career against Little Nog or whoever they're going to give him. Why would he take the risk of flying from Brazil to the U.S. right now, spending a month without his family and, you know, possibly getting infected in the United States and then having to go back home? Like, it's just such a bad idea. It's a terrible idea. I don't think it's a good idea at all. Coronavirus has impacted some other fights as well. Dominic Reyes, he spoke to ESPN this weekend, and he said that the UFC was working on a rematch with Jon Jones for the fall, but the fight fell through right now because of this, and obviously other things are going on. So there's a chance that could happen in the fall, though. Doesn't make sense. It'd be a great fight. I mean, the first fight was awesome, and I thought Reyes won. A lot of you guys did as well. A lot of people think Jan Blachowicz should get the title shot, which is fair. It's a fair opinion. But we'll see what happens. I mean, either of those guys against Jon Jones makes sense. The fact that Jon Jones was arrested after the UFC talked to him, that definitely throws a wrench in things, but I feel like he won't even get punished for that, to be honest with you. Like, he already has his guilty plea in, and he really got a slap on the wrist. I don't feel like the UFC is going to punish him anymore if they don't have to. But we'll see. I mean, they could give him some sort of punishment as well. I don't expect them to strip him of his title. I'd be very surprised at this point if they did, considering he really didn't get much from the legal system, just a slap on the wrist and post arrest during quarantine. Like, that's not much. Cody Garbrandt, he's in the news again. So he's announced he's moving down to flyweight. He says he wants to take his last fight at bantamweight against Rafael Assuncao. So he's got one more fight there. He's supposed to fight in Columbus card. Didn't happen because he got sick with a kidney issue, but the card was obviously canceled anyways. So he says he wants to have that one last fight and then move down to flyweight. I get it. I mean, he wants like a tune-up fight, but I mean, Assuncao, first off, that's a tough fight anyways. Cody could win that fight for sure. He does have the knockout power, as we know, and he's a good athlete for sure. But Assuncao is a very accomplished fighter and a very technical striker and just a very solid fighter all around. He's not an easy guy to beat. Look at his record in the UFC. It's extremely good. So to me, it's kind of a dangerous fight if he wants it as a tune-up fight. If he wants to make the move to fly, why not just cut down now? Like, not now, but, you know, whenever the schedule resumes, why not? Like, fight a guy that's ranked in the top 15. Let me take a look at the rankings of the flyweight right now. Like, fight a guy like, for instance, you know, Tim Elliott, number 11th ranked guy. Why not just fight him? Get your team to fight in. I think Cody should probably win that fight. If he can't win that fight, I mean, he should not be fighting a flyweight, obviously. But that's a fight he should probably win. If he wins that fight, you can throw him against a top guy like Benavidez or Figueiredo or whoever, Pantoja, Moreno, someone like that. I mean, you could give him someone like that as well in his first fight. I mean, he is an accomplished guy. He's a former champion, and he's a pretty big name. But to me, like, fighting a guy like Assuncao as a tune-up fight is kind of a silly idea because I don't think that's as easy of a fight as Cody Garbrandt believes it might be. So let's take a look at see what else is in the news here. RDA was in the news. He says said that sauna made him sick during his last weight cut. I mean, obviously saunas and weight cuts and stuff like that, that's something that's always going to be a problem in the sport. But Rafael Dos Anjos, I just feel like he's on a decline in his career. Still a solid fighter, but, you know, not an elite guy. And the Michael Chiesa fight, even with this bad weight cut, I think that proved it because he was kind of dominating that fight. The UFC is talking to a few other places about pulling fights, including Belarus. So, like, it's possible they could do an event there because Belarus's minister of sports says, you know, there's no one sick here. They can do an event here. It's a way to get people, I guess, or the UFC to get there because they haven't did an event in Belarus before, but still seems like a terrible idea to fly your fighters from, you know, the United States to Belarus, unless they're just going to do like a European only car, which is possible. But again, it's still dangerous to me. Like, I still feel like flying right now is just kind of crazy. Like, I've seen pictures on social media of airplanes. And there's like two or three people on the plane. You know, I can't imagine these fighters wanting to really fly right now. Like, people are, like, in suits on the airplanes. Like, they're scared of getting something. I feel like that's a place, an airport especially, like, is a place where you will get sick because there's just so many people that go through there. Although, obviously, right now, the amount of people walking through them is limited. Apparently, UFC, if they do announce this UFC 249 card, other events might be held in the same location. So, again, it could be this Indian reservation in Oklahoma. It's possible. I think it's called the Fire Lake Casino or something. I mean, Bellator used to get, you know, criticized a lot by fans and media for holding their events on Indian tribal land. Now the UFC is going to do it. I wonder if people are going to say anything. I mean, they have in the past, a long time ago, they used to hold events on the Indian tribal lands, but it's been a long time. Santiago Ponzinibbio is in the news. He wants to fight Tyron Woodley. That'd be a good fight. I mean, I'd watch that fight. Ponzinibbio was a guy that was like really on the up and up in welterweight, and then all of a sudden he got injured and he's been out for like well over a year now. I think his last fight was against Neil Magny when he knocked him out, but it's been a while. Still a really good fighter. I mean, that'd be a fun fight, but I think Ponzinibbio needs like I don't know if he's to fight like in a like the top level guy like that. I know Woodley fans don't love the guy, but he still really is one of the best guys in that division. You know, Wonderboy would be a fun fight. You know, Wonderboy is a really elite fighter too, but it would be a fun fight maybe. Ponzinibbio versus Wonderboy, but the Ponzinibbio versus Luque would be a fun fight too. I don't know who's going to fight, but we'll see. Nice to hear his name back in the news though, because he is a good fighter. The WrestleMania happened on the weekend. I didn't watch it, but I know a lot of people did. Again, something to do. Saw Chris Cyborg joking around that her and Becky Lynch both have wins over Mini Rousey, Shayna Baszler now, which is kind of funny. You know, I think Chris Cyborg will do WWE when it's all said and done. I expect her to do some wrestling for sure. I feel like she is cut out for that business. Obviously, she's still in her prime right now, basically, and she's still one of the best fighters, women's fighters in the world for sure. But I feel like when it's all said and done, she'll be doing some wrestling. Paige VanZant, she's imposing, like, she's got these pictures with her husband, Austin Vanford. Basically, they're naked. About as naked you can get on Instagram. I would be surprised if she doesn't open, like, an OnlyFans. Like, I'm surprised she hasn't already, to be honest with you. I feel like she could do, like, videos with Austin and make money that way. You know, a lot of fans are criticizing Paige right now, saying that, you know, she doesn't fight anymore. She just does, like, videos, and people are joking around that she could be entering, like, the adult video business at some point. I mean, I still feel like she does want to fight, and she does – she actually did an interview with Tom Taylor over at BJPenn.com and the South China Morning Post, and she talked about her free agency plans. Basically, she wants to test it after her last fight. She's got one fight left in her deal, and she wants to test free agency, and she basically said that she's open to the highest bidder, but there's other factors as well. I still expect her to go to Bellator. I talked about this with Jamie on Friday. We both think she'll end up in Bellator, but I feel like the OnlyFans thing is something that her and a lot of other fighters could do. Like, I know that Beck Rawlings has done it, and I think she's making some money. Like, hey, man, if you want to see me naked, I think I'd probably do it too, to be honest with you, but I don't think anyone does. But yeah, I mean, it's a source of income, right? And I mean, really, who's to say that's not the right way to go? Especially at a time like this when it's hard to make money right now. Why not, you know, do some... Not even like, you don't even have to be naked, really. You could just do like some bikini shots and stuff. I think people would pay for that. I think that's, people will pay for that. So Paige VanZant, I think she's on that direction right now. I think it's pretty clear based on her photos, which is kind of funny. Dustin Poirier predicted a Conor McGregor Justin Gaethje fight. He believes Conor McGregor would win that fight. That'd be an interesting fight, but I'd have to favor Conor too. Just the accuracy of his striking skills. I think he probably would catch Justin at some point. Great fight though. Michael Bisping trolled Tim Kennedy's former opponent. Tim Kennedy, obviously, always talking about guns, and Bisping said, like, now's your chance to use your little guns, which I thought was hilarious. So good for Bisping to take a little shot there. Tim Kennedy, although Tim Kennedy did beat him when they fought back in 2014, Tim Kennedy dominated him with his wrestling. DC praised Stephen Miocic for basically taking care of the Cleveland community during this time as a first responder, which is great to hear. And Dominic Cruz believes if UFC 249 happens, it could be the most viewed card in MMA history, which, I mean, it could be. But at the same time, Dana White needs to realize that I don't know if $65 people want to spend that right now, or $70, whatever it is, because a lot of people don't have disposable income right now. I feel like it could be the most watched, but I think a lot of it's going to be piracy. Got a couple of comments here. Consider Rear Doji. Paige VanZant should just do porn. She has a mentality of Warren Austin. Must feel good knowing he's married to a low-class female. Whoa, man, that's pretty harsh, bro. I mean, I don't agree with that comment whatsoever. The first part, doing porn, I mean, that's her decision if she wants to do it. Like, there's been other MMA fighters that did porn, so she wouldn't be the first. But that's her decision. The second part, I mean, come on, bro. That's a shot at Paige. Like, from all accounts, Paige is a nice person. James has interviewed her a bunch of times. She seems like a nice person. I know a lot of people think she's fake based on her social media, but bro, I feel like you're taking some shots at Paige, and I don't know if it's fair. Pakistan, Lahore, we all want this fight. I think Dana is pranking. I feel like he might be pranking too. I feel like he is kind of trolling us today. Again, I wouldn't just sit around my computer waiting for something to happen, some news to be announced. Like, just, you know, keep vigilant, keep your phone around just in case. But I wouldn't just be sitting there refreshing like a lot of these guys are going to be doing, these MMA fans. Are like, I'm a big MMA fan too, and I'm a reporter covering the sport. I need to know if it's going to happen. But I still feel like he is kind of pulling our legs a little bit in this one. But yeah, I mean, do we all want this fight? Yeah, we do. I mean, I'd want to see, come on, guys. Of course I'd watch UFC 249. I just don't know if it's the right idea to be doing this right now. And Katsuhiro Dojo has some more comments about Paige Van. You clearly don't like her, my man. It's all good, though. I mean, listen, like, I know that a lot of people don't like Paige, but honestly, from what I've heard from other people that interviewed her, she is really nice. But, you know, I don't know her personally, so I can't say for sure. But I have heard that she's actually a pretty nice person. And I think that, you know, she's someone that, you know, she's a very attractive person. And I think people generally, when they are like attractive and rich and famous, they kind of get criticized a lot, which is, you know, just part of being in that situation. Katsuhiro Dojo for $65, give me the whole 12 fights in one channel, I'll pay then. Yeah, that's the other thing I was thinking, like, is it going to be split between Fight Pass and TSN or ESPN and then the pay-per-view? Like, I don't really know how that would work. Again, still feel like it's kind of nuts to be asking people to pay like that kind of money. Like, why not put it on free TV? I know that's not what the UFC wants to do, but why not put it on just ESPN? Like, that would get people to watch it if you want to do it like that. Put it on ESPN and don't make people pay for it, especially because this card is not what we want to pay for. We want to see Tony Khabib. It could be Tony Gaethje. It might not be. It might be Woodley Covington. It might be Woodley Burns. Like, we really don't know. If this, first off, we don't know if the card's going to happen. Second off, we don't know what the main event's going to be. But I feel like putting it on TV might be the better idea. I know they'll take a hit on pay-per-view revenue, but I think you'll get more people watching if it's free. That's what I think, especially now there isn't a lot to watch. So why not put it for free on ESPN and let everyone watch? Katsuhiro Dojo says the worst part of UFC events is usually separated to three channels and pay portals. Yes, it is. I don't like that either, but, you know, again, that's only for pay-per-views. Like, for TVs, usually it's on the one channel. But, yeah, I know what you're saying, especially as a Canadian. I know in America, most of it, I think you guys, almost all of it's on ESPN Plus, but in here in Canada, it's, you know, it's on TSN and then the early premiums on Fight Pass. What country are you from? Pakistan, Lahore says. Canada, man. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He also asked for my thoughts on Khabib versus Tony. I mean, I want to see this fight, man. Looking forward to seeing it at some point. I still feel like it could happen, you know. And also people are saying, like, oh, like, there's no chance it could happen now because it's been scrapped all these times. But I still feel like it's an extremely intriguing fight. I'd love to see this matchup in the fall whenever Khabib's ready to fight again. Yeah, as far as my thoughts on it go, I've talked about this fight in the past. I think it's kind of a tough fight to call, to be honest with you. Like, Khabib with the wrestling, of course, that'd be his game plan to take Tony down. But Tony's good off his back, and Tony's so dynamic on the feet. I think it'd be a really interesting fight. I don't even know if I could pick a winner right now, especially given the circumstances. But definitely it is an intriguing fight. I'd love to see that fight happen at some point. PC Genji, did you see Paige VanZant's Instagram for research purposes? Yeah, I mean, I just quickly took a look. Actually, I just looked at the DJ Penn article. I've seen Paige's Instagram. I think all of us have. Definitely, yeah, worth doing the research on. But yeah, Katsuhiro Dojo also makes a little joke about that. I mean, why not, right? But let me see if there's anything else I wanted to mention here. I missed. I think I got everything. I mean, guys, there's not a ton out there right now. I feel like I've done a pretty solid podcast today, considering what's out there right now. Well, I guess I missed this one. John Kavanaugh said there's no chance Conor fights at 249. There was a rumor out there that Conor versus Ferguson's the main event. I think ESPN's own website posted this. That's not happening, guys. There's no chance Conor McGregor's fighting against Tony Ferguson on this card. There's no chance. Conor's not leaving Ireland. He's not leaving his house. He's not leaving Ireland to come to America to fight. That fight's not happening. I don't know who put that on ESPN's website, but that is totally false. Got people's hopes up. That's not happening. But seriously, sometimes you guys got to use your head, guys. Like, that, Conor's been the most outspoken guy against the coronavirus. He is not fighting right now. There's no chance. By the way, would Dana White even be at the event? Or is he going to sit at home and watch it from home? I feel like he's going to send all the fighters there and just stay at home himself, because he's like, I don't want to get sick. I'll let them fight. That's what I think is going to happen. I mean, I'd be surprised if he flew over there. Steve Smith, I'm so over this UFC 249 card. Thank you for the news. Yo, Steve, thanks, man. I appreciate you tuning in, as always. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's something to talk about, honestly. There's not much to talk about. So might as well talk about this fictional card that really could go either way. Pakistan, thanks for your feedback. No worries. And Kinshiro, hopefully Dana White surprises us with some good news. Will UFC 249 be held in a giant yacht in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Well, that's funny. I mean, that's like the middle of the Pacific Ocean is like one of the few spots where I think there's no country that has like entitlement to that water. Because I was reading about like water and stuff. Like, I can't remember how many miles out, but like from each like coast, like the country beside it has like that many, so many miles of their own like jurisdiction. So they'd have to find a spot, and maybe they'll go to Point Nemo where they drop the space station stuff and all that that flies and drops in the ocean. Like that's like the farthest point away from humanity, I believe, is called Point Nemo. It's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Go read about that. PC Genji, give me percentage. You think Khabib Tony happening? A UFC 249, 1%, because anything could always happen. Ever? 50-50? I mean, I hate to give that answer, but at this point, I don't even know because it's been scrapped so many times. I think we'll see that happen, though. I think we'll see Tony Khabib happen at some point, but hopefully soon because Tony's getting older now. I think he's 37 now, guys. Like, he's not getting younger. Hopefully that happens. Kenshiro Rodoji, 20 cruise ships parked with those customers. Yeah, it'd be funny. But again, I feel like if they're going to do this card, and again, there have been fights on cruise ships before in the past. I think Bodog Fight did one there before, but it's going to happen probably on that Indian reservation line. But again, guys, like, don't get your hopes up, you know? It would be a good thing for the sport if it happened, for sure. It'd be a good thing for the fans. It'd be a good thing for the media. But is it the best thing for the fighters? That's my question. I don't think so. And for me, I've always been a guy who's fighters first. The fighters are the backbone of MMA. Without the fighters, we have no sport. So to me, you know, they're already competing in such a dangerous sport. And I think that's where a lot of them are coming from. Like, we're already fighting in MMA. We're fighting in a cage for a living. You know, what's this virus going to do to us? But at the same time, like, I think it is kind of scary. So to me, the fighters are so important that I wouldn't want to get them sick. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's their decision. They're grown-ups, grown adults. And if they want to compete and Dana White gives them the chance to, maybe they'll take it. All right, guys, I think that's going to be it for today's podcast. I'm running out of breath here. Didn't have a co-host today, so I just went off for like half an hour, which is cool. Love talking to you guys. You know, if you want to throw in any last-minute questions right now, guys, do it. I'll answer them before we get out of here. But until then, I just want to plug my Twitter, obviously, at @MMAdamMartin. You guys can follow me there all the time. I'm always tweeting about MMA. Just send me a message if you want to talk shop anytime. Always here to talk about fights. And also check me out at bjpenn.com. Always writing about the news there. And MMArings.net, I've been posting a series of articles about matchmaking, just some fights for each weight class. I've gone through heavyweight, light heavyweight. Now I started doing some of the women's division. So go and check that out. I think it's a pretty cool series. So definitely go and check that out. Just a few more last second comments here. Kansir Rare Doju. If Habib's team is tucking Donnie, I don't blame him. Come on, man. He's not tucking him. Bro, don't be like that. You're not that kind of fan, Kinshiro. I know you. You're smarter than that. He's not ducking him, dude. He's stuck in Russia with his family. Leave the guy alone. Like, come on. You're a smart fan. I know you are. Don't say stuff like that. PC Genji, to make my heart feel better, I think Dana just kicking up some dust to make us talking. Khabib, Tony, and happening, please. I'm with you, dude. I completely agree with you. I feel like Dana's just kind of giving us something to talk about. I'm still not convinced this card's going to happen. Could be wrong. Maybe they make this announcement today. The card goes down as planned, but still kind of on the fence if it's going to happen. Edward Bryan, what's going on, Edward? Simple, do not fight. If I was getting paid, I would fight. Well, that's the thing. That's why these guys want to fight, because they want to get paid. I believe that they did pay the fighters from the London card, but the Columbus card, the Portland card, those cards that were canceled, and the Brooklyn card, of course, no word on if those fighters were compensated, but they at least were paid for that one card in London. So you got to give the UFC some credit there. It took like 2 weeks for them to say something, though. And the UFC didn't really make an announcement. It was just like the fighters coming out and saying, hey, I've got some compensation, which is good to hear. We don't really know how much that was. Was it show money? Was it a flat fee for everyone that lost their fights? Who knows? I still feel like the UFC should have said like in a statement, like, we're paying our fighters our show money, you know, the health and safety of the fighters comes first, like just like Bellator did. Because honestly, Bellator came off as caring about their fighters a lot more than the UFC has right now. And Edward Bryan's last comment, Khabib is officially off. Yes, it is. fight's not happening. Dana White said it's not happening. Sucks. We don't want to see that fight, guys, but it's not happening. But who knows? Maybe they'll announce Tony and Gaethje today. I really have no idea. Wait and see what happens. Guys, I really appreciate tuning in today for the podcast. I'm just doing it Monday and Friday right now, so I'll probably be back Friday. But if there is breaking news, it's possible I could do another show as well. We'll see what happens. But until then, stay safe, guys. Stay vigilant, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.